Welcome back to our journey. We are the family inside the Called to Be Free RV. My name is John.
I'm Michelle.
Maddie.
And we are so glad that you have joined us. So we're sitting around, we're reminiscing and recapping our adventure in Lake Placid, Florida. We're looking through the mural book that we got from the Chamber of Commerce.
Those were really nice ladies there.
Those were nice ladies at the Caladium Art Co-op.
And they gave us little art bags. For free?
Yes.
For free.
And the Caladium Art Co-op is where we got our book. They sell them at a few places throughout town, but the co-op or the Chamber of Commerce is who is kind of spearheading the production of the magazines. And Maddie, I wanted to find out what your favorite mural was. If you have a favorite, I'd like you to talk about which one you really liked the most, or if there was a couple that you liked.
I would talk about it.
Sure.
All right, the first one I like is the cattle and the horses. There is a bunch of cattle and horses. The horses are supposed to be herding the cattle.
And it looks like what?
It looks like they're coming out of the painting.
It looks like the bulls are running right out of the side of the building, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a really cool one, the Cracker Trail Cattle Drive. We didn't get to go up and look at that one the way we would have liked to, or the way we did with some of the other ones, because there was some construction in that part of town, and they actually had campers set up for some of the workers, didn't they?
Yeah.
In the parking lot next to that mural.
Yeah, so we could walk over, take video, picture. It was just, we had to drive there, drive back.
Yeah. That was toward the end of our trip, too.
Yeah.
But I was curious if there were any other favorites that you had, any other murals that you really remember liking a lot.
There is more.
Maddie's kind of claimed the mural book as her own. She has kept it in her room and taken really good care of it ever since we went and explored Lake Placid that day.
I just put it on a shelf. There is a bear mural, and there's one side of the mural with a baby bear trying to get in a bee box by a orange bush. And then the other picture in the mural was a big black bear. It was by a stump, and the stump says something, but I don't know what it says.
Mm. Yeah, you just started reading really on your own here recently. We've been working on your reading a lot for a while, but man, you've really come along with your reading. But you weren't quite reading on your own when we went to Lake Placid. Those are little words, yeah.
Yeah, so they're hard to read.
That one's called The Lost Bear Cub.
So that's the mama separate from the baby.
Mm-hmm.
The Lost Bear Cub.
But then there was a mom with the baby somewhere else in town. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Let me find it.
I remember mom taking a photo of you and Annabelle
by the baby and the mama. So it's a statue of a mama and a baby bear.
Yeah.
Black right? bear.
Do you remember where it was?
In the middle of town.
In the middle of town in the park?
Yes. And it was just a little circle of rock, concrete, and then the bears were put on it.
Yeah.
The bears were made, and then it was put on. It was like it was like they were actually real. Because they looked like real.
Yeah.
They looked like they were real.
That was a really good sculpture. Mm-hmm. Well, are there any other favorites that you want to talk about?
Yeah. Let me find it.
While you're looking, I can go ahead and talk about two of my favorites.
I found it.
You found it already?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there is a cowgirl one. She's on a horse, and then three cattle she's herding away from the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, the horse is standing up like it's on its hind legs, and she has a lasso and she's slapping it at the cattle.
Now that one is Jenny, and I believe the last name is pronounced Renninger or Renninger. A Remarkable Woman, that's the title, and she was a real person, a cowgirl.
Yeah,
the facts.
No.
The facts that are in the book are really cool. It says Jenny took a challenge to ride a bucking bull in a rodeo and won $1. She rode alone for 2 years through the prairies that stretched as far as the eye could see. And it said her whip could take a cigarette out of your mouth or strike a match from 10 feet away. See that whip that she's holding?
Yeah.
She'd pull it. You know what a whip is?
Yeah.
It's like a long piece of leather braided, and then it'd pow, and it'd snap.
So, the circus people have them in movies.
Yeah.
Like Dumbo.
Yep.
He got slapped.
Yep. So, that's Jenny, and that was one of your favorite murals.
Yeah, because I would like to be a cowgirl when I grow up. I've been telling Mom and Dad, I want a hat. I want a rope.
You want some boots?
I want some boots. But I already have boots.
Cool.
You can talk about it and tell them about it.
Well, there were two that I really liked. I mean, there are a lot of them that I like, but if I was going to say this one's my favorite, I love the postcard, the one that we took our family photo in front of. It's kind of got a graffiti vibe. Yeah, it's a more modern piece. And then the other one that I like, and if you know me and my history, it's kind of it makes a lot of sense, is the post office. Yeah, that's a really cool one too. The citrus heritage that traces all the way from the Spanish conquistadors to the migrant workers, the folks who harvest all of the orange and citrus today. That was a really remarkable one. And that one, do you remember what was hidden in that one?
The smiley faces on the oranges.
Yeah, there was like oranges with like
glasses on them.
Yeah, like sunglasses and smiley face, kind of like emoji oranges or something.
Emoji. There is a library one. On the side, I think on the side 8 of a library.
Yep.
And that one's a really neat one because there is a big giant girl sitting on a stack of books, reading a book. And then 4 books with a worm going through one.
That's a bookworm.
Bookworm. So it came out of a book.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this other part of the picture where there is a library person reading to 3 little children.
Yeah.
And then another person, she is she's a helper. I think she's helping a guy on a computer.
And that is one of the things that I really thought was cool about the murals in Lake Placid. You have a place where they've painted these magnificent pieces of art that detail history going all the way back to Native Americans. And then you've got all the way up to modern times today, you have murals about famous people that lived there, like Henry Ford, and Thomas Edison was in one. There was one, there was actually more than one, to be honest, that had Mr. Dewey, the inventor of the Dewey Decimal System, in it. But then you've also got these beautiful works of art that are just like local, well-known people, like the nice gentleman who took flowers to people at the hospital, or the woman who was the first telephone operator in the town, or the lady who was a midwife for several decades and delivered 1,500 babies in her career. You have this juxtaposition of history and modernity. You have this juxtaposition of legendary names and local legends, and it's a really fascinating way to catalog the history of your small town. Madeline, would you tell other people that they should go and see Lake Placid? You know how those nice ladies at the RV park told you and Mom, you should go see Lake Placid. Would you do that for somebody? Do you think that Lake Placid is a cool place that you would tell somebody, oh, you would like to go see Lake Placid?
Yeah.
Yeah? You would recommend it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what that means, recommend.
Yeah.
Well, good. Thank you again for listening. Check us out online at calledtobefreerv.com. Connect with us on social media. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe those YouTube videos, and share this as well. Until next time, see you on our journey.